The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
How do you beat a coyote's sense of smell? There's only one sure way. Learn more on today's episode. Welcome to another episode of The New Hunter's Guide, the podcast helping new hunters get started and helping active hunters learn new things. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today we're going to be talking about coyote hunting and beating a coyote's sense of smell. Now, coyote's sense of smell is vastly developed beyond human sense of smell. Somewhere to the order of, 100,000 times more powerful than humans' ability to smell things. Now, I don't know if the actual measurements of these kind of things really translate the way that the math makes it seem like they translate. They measure the different smell receptors that a human nose has versus the smell receptors that a coyote's nose has, to the point where basically, coyotes can, they have omnipresent powers of smell and so on. I don't know that it quite works like that or quite plays itself out like that in the real world. But the bottom line is they can smell really, really good. Exceptionally good. Their lives depend on it so good. Coyote's sense of vision is not that great, actually. You have better vision than a coyote does. Coyote's sense of hearing is not particularly amazing or impressive compared to their sense of smell. That is their number one thing. Everything in their world revolves around scent. Giving scent, smelling, leaving scent, finding food, sensing danger, it all revolves around food. They can't see all that great. They can't hear. They can hear well, but not to the degree that they can smell. Smell will override every other sense a coyote has. Everything in their universe revolves around smell. And they literally have powers of smell. Coyotes have the ability in their nasal passages, and this is amazing, that they can smell something and they can lock that portion of a nasal passage in order to hold that smell in their nose, essentially. So you catch a whiff of something, you go, hey, what was that? What was that smell? And you're trying to sniff for it again. They catch a whiff of something. They don't even have to consciously do it, I don't think. They can just clamp down that nasal passage, hold that air right there, and continue to sniff and smell and analyze that odor over a few seconds. So they catch a whiff of anything, they're able to hold that smell and keep smelling it. Not just they can smell better than us, but they can literally, they catch something weird, they can analyze that. This is one of the reasons they're such good learners. They learn what people smell like. They learn what danger smells like. They get a whiff of danger. They've been trained. Good luck catching that coyote off guard. It's just not going to happen. You really got to be mindful of their sense of smell. To the point where everything in your hunt needs to be in line with that. Now, there's all sorts of technology out there. You've got scent lock clothing. You've got scent elimination sprays. You've got lures. You've got cover scents. You've got special shampoos and things like that you're supposed to use before you go out hunting. How much does all of that really help and work when it comes to coyotes? Well, it works and helps a little bit. A little bit. But the bottom line is you will never eliminate your sense of the smell that you produce to a coyote. Never, ever happen. You're not going to do it. You can eliminate it to a deer to some degree. Mostly to the point where not all deer are scared of people. So if they smell you, they might not spook, especially does and young bucks. But when it comes to coyotes, they will smell you. You might not reek quite as much, but they're going to smell you if you were there. The only way to beat a coyote's sense of smell is with the wind. That's it. You have to be mindful of the wind. You have to use the wind to your advantage. Without the wind, if you're not thinking about the wind, if you're not cognizant of the wind, your chances of being successful can be 0% before you even get to your spot. Because if you are down, you know, if the coyote's downwind from you, it's over. There's no way they're going to not know that you're there.
Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com. Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com.
And only in the most extraordinary circumstances would a coyote smell you and still come in. And I can't even come up with a scenario in my mind of when that might be other than a coyote sick, but I'm sure it could happen. So you cannot beat them when it comes to having less scent. The only way you can win this fight is by using the wind. You have to use the wind to your advantage. You know, if you're trying to stalk coyotes, which is kind of a crazy idea to begin with, you need to just be walking directly into the wind. That's the only chance you're going to have of them not scenting you. If you're going to be hunting or calling or trying to get them to come in, you got to get them to come in against the wind. Or the wind's got to be coming right to you. You can't be going from you to them. You can't be aiming the direction that the wind is blowing your scent. You just don't even go out. Don't even try. If you have a limited number of places that you can hunt coyotes and the wind's not good, stay home, hunt something else, do something else, listen to more podcasts. I don't know what to tell you, but don't waste your time, because all you're going to do is educate them more, and then they're going to become harder to hunt even when the wind's favorable. I can't stress it enough, the importance of the wind, because their sense of smell is so highly developed. Their powers of smell are so far beyond what we can even imagine that the only chance we have is the wind. That's it. You know, we talk about, okay, well, we got to wear our anti-scent boots and use our scent elimination spray so we don't leave a scent trail as we're walking into the woods. That may help with deer hunting, but when it comes to coyote hunting, if they are ever behind you, I don't think you have a chance. I don't think you have a chance. If they are ever behind you, I think it's pretty much over. I think that the times are ever so rare where a coyote would ever cross where you walked and you have a chance at hunting them. Because that would probably mean that when you're calling them, they've circled around behind you to get downwind of you and you're busted. And if they crossed your scent trail, I don't think you're going to be able to do anything. I mean, they're dogs and bloodhounds have been known to I mean, even when if it's raining, they can still pick up smell. You really gotta think differently. Try to get to the place you're gonna hunt without making the coyotes ever have to come across your trail. That's the best scenario. Hunt straight into the wind so that the wind's blowing, they're sent towards you. Not that you'll ever know it, but to keep you them from ever smelling you, that's the way you gotta do it. That's how this thing works. You must be mindful of the wind. You can get away with other kinds of hunting, with deer hunting, with some wind mess up sometimes. But when it comes to coyotes, you can't just say, "Ah, well, we'll go out and we'll sit there for a day and see what happens." And da da da. No, it doesn't work like that. You must play the wind. You know, you think, well, you don't have to. You know, I don't know north, south, which way is it? Stand there, see which way is the wind's blowing. Face into the wind. If you're not going to point your gun in that direction and hunt in that direction, then go home. That's it. Because so many hunts, I think, are busted and blown and people are unsuccessful because they didn't think about the wind. They didn't take the wind into account. They just figured, whatever. And I know because I have done it. I know because I have been there. And you wonder, well, I guess there's just no coyotes around. Or you made the single largest mistake you could possibly make. You can shoot into the air like an idiot and have a better chance of shooting coyotes, having them come into your calls, than if the wind's wrong. Because crazy noises do happen in the woods. Thunder happens in the woods. Not every gunshot means coyotes are going to run away forever. But if they smell you, you're done. So I hope that's helpful. Head to the website, newhuntersguide.com. Check out the show notes for this episode, other episodes on coyote hunting, predator hunting, and lots of other kinds of hunting. Leave us a comment, subscribe, tell us a question you'd like us to talk about on a future episode. We'd love to hear from you. Till next time, God bless you guys, and go get them in the woods.
Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Every Monday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment. One of the most legendary shows in the outdoors is on Waypoint TV. Don't miss Primo's Truth About Hunting, Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.